Life is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites, and it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's 10-Minute Walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself, and we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. I was out walking yesterday afternoon and saw something that stopped me dead in my tracks. We have a lake behind our community. It has a paved trail that actually goes around the lake. At one point, and this trail is probably, I'm guessing, 7, maybe 8 feet wide. And again, it's paved. And at one point along the trail, I notice this stream, this line of ants from one side of the trail to the other. Again, 8 feet long. And it wasn't just one or two ants. It had to be hundreds. In this thin line across the trail, some were going from left to right, others were going from right to left. They were on mission. I have no idea what the mission was, but they were on mission. And I'm watching them, and I'm trying to figure it out. On one side of the trail, to the left, there was what looked like a large anthill. These were probably fire ants, so I wasn't going to go playing with them. So I saw the ant mound on the left side, but on the right side, I couldn't figure it out. There was a slight embankment down to the lake. I admired their discipline. I admired their work ethic. back and forth, hundreds of ants. That walk, by the way, contributed to about 18,000 steps on my Fitbit. I've been counting steps since I got my first Fitbit in January 2013, and my perspective on that number that's on my Fitbit has changed over the years. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. That Fitbit, as I've said many times, really fueled my fitness journey. It supercharged it in ways that I didn't anticipate, didn't expect. Once I started counting steps, it added a level of competition, not only with others, but primarily with myself. I was competing with myself, challenging myself, setting step goals. Sometimes they were reasonable, sometimes I was really pushing myself. And that fueled my fitness in a way that I didn't really see coming and still has an impact today, although I don't challenge myself quite the same way I used to. In fact, oftentimes I don't even know how many steps are on my Fitbit. Yesterday, I just happened to check. I didn't think there were going to be 18,000. I was surprised. I was thinking, it's probably more like 13,000, 14,000. But here's one way that my perspective of that number has changed over the years. That number, that 18,000, is a very one-dimensional number. It counts every step as equal. But I've come to realize over the years that not every step is equal. It's almost like, have you ever gone to the store and they give you options? I see this oftentimes at Lowe's or Home Depot. I'll go to buy paint rollers. Before we moved from Maryland, did a lot of painting. And I bought quite a few paint rollers to take care of the painting. And they always had them arranged in bins, good, better, best. So this is a good paint roller. This one's better, but this one's the best. And of course, the best costs more than the good. I've come to see that steps are not all created equal, but there's actually almost a good, better, best ranking for the steps. So let me break down the 18,000 steps that I got yesterday. Those steps included what I call functional steps. These are good. These are good steps. Research tells us that even light movement is good for our health, has an impact on how we feel today, and has an impact on our health long term. Moving is better than sitting. So some of those steps yesterday included putting dishes away, moving from the dishwasher to the counter, to the cupboards, and putting the dishes away. I made the bed. That included some steps. There were a variety of steps. There were quite a few steps. Just walking around the house, doing one task after the other. At one point, went to the store to get some food, moving through the store. Those are functional steps. Those are good steps. Those were included in the 18,000. Then there were intentional walks. These were fitness steps. These are better. They're not just movement, but they're movement with intentionality. Movement with a quicker pace. Movement that is sustained. Those 18,000 steps yesterday included the walk that Ava and I took late in the afternoon from our house to her dad's house. Her dad lives, I think she says, it's 6/10 of a mile away. So round trip, that was more than a mile. And as we were walking, there was some intentionality behind the pace that we were walking. And certainly it was a sustained walk, different from putting the dishes away or making the bed or walking around the store as I was shopping. Those steps are better. Research indicates that when we take a walk that is of moderate pace and is sustained, and we do that consistently, the benefits, both right now and long term, are better than steps that are qualified as light activity. Again, those are good, but these intentional fitness steps are better. And then the third category would be best. This is where you not only have the intention and pace, but you're pushing yourself. That walk where I saw all those ants, that walk I took by myself, and at various times during that walk, my pace was pretty fast. I was moving at an even faster pace. I was also walking in some uneven terrain. So there were fitness benefits there, as opposed to a level terrain that's paved. I was walking in a field that was uneven, and I was pushing myself. And so the heart rate was even higher. In fact, I went back and looked at my heart rate. And for that walk, I could see I got it up. And those steps would be the best. And again, there's research that separates out fast walking, higher intensity walking, that has even more long-term health benefits. So 18,000 steps, that's what was on my Fitbit. And for many years, I would look at that number, whatever the number was at the end of the day. It was very one-dimensional. They were all the same. The goal was simply to put as many steps on the Fitbit as I could. And that was a really valuable season for me because that pushed me, that caused me to see fitness in ways that I had never seen it before. Opportunities to walk that I had never taken before, to get up and move, the value of moving as opposed to sitting. But now, years later, I recognize that not every one of those steps is equal. They're all good, but some are better and some are best. And now I'm focused less on the number of steps on my Fitbit and more on the quality of the steps and being intentional about getting not just the good steps, but also the better steps and the best steps. This walk is happening early in the morning. Oftentimes I leave the house before sunrise. I just wake up before the sun is up. And today's walk began and I was primarily in the dark. And so I've got a little bit of an opening through the trees where I can see. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be a nice sunrise. Thanks for walking with me today. Actually, thanks for allowing me to be part of your walk. I greatly appreciate it. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I'd love to join you for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.